Let us begin this service by singing number 64, the first and the second stanza. Number 64. Lord, I lift my soul to thee. O my God, I trust thy might. Let not foes exult over me, shame me not before sight. Yea, may none be put to shame, none who wait for thee to bless, but is honored be their name, who without a cause transgress. Number 64, stanzas 1 and 2. Shall now read to you from God's holy word, the epistle of Paul to the Corinthians, the first epistle, the 12th chapter, the first part, 1 Corinthians 12. And now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Ye know that ye were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these workers that one and the self same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. For as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bound or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now has God set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it has pleased him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet but one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary thus far. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Grace, mercy, and peace be given and richly multiplied unto you from God the Father. And Christ Jesus our Lord, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us now ask the Lord for a blessing. Almighty and all-sufficient Lord, we are empty in ourselves. We have nothing than sins and iniquities. But view us in this evening in thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, in whom thou art well pleased. It is in the way of thy good and kind providence that we are privileged in this evening with this part of thy vineyard to come in the house of worship to hear what the Spirit has to say unto the churches. That it be a wonder to all of us, young and old, great and small, that we have that privilege, that we are still in the land of living and in the day of salvation, and that we live under the ministration of that everlasting gospel, where it is declared from heaven unto us that the Lord has no desire in the death of a sinner, nor in his destruction, but well in his repentance, in his life, and in his conversion. Oh, give us in this evening, in our heart and in our midst, that ever blessed Spirit. Thou knowest, Lord, what we are in ourselves, and that there is never any hope or expectation from men, but that our only hope may build by faith on Jesus' blood and righteousness. Then all things are ready, and then there is room for the greatest of sinners. Hide not thy face from us in this evening, but reveal thyself in the preaching of the word and in the hearing of it, and that it bears fruit in our midst and in our heart 30, 60, and 100-fold, to the honor of thy precious name, to the edification, to the edifying of thy church, to the conversion of sinners, and also to the gladness of that people that have to walk so many times through this world with an empty heart and with so much strife and so much struggles and with so much darkness and obstacles. 'Tis all known unto thee, Lord, because thou knowest our hearts and the secrets within. But have mercy with us together in speaking and in hearing, and that it was not a burden that we are together in this evening and to our condemnation, but, Lord, that we experience thy presence amongst us, and that we at the end who could say, really, truly, the Lord was with us, shall be an eternal wonder, because there is no worthiness in us at all, Lord. We have deserved nothing else than to be cast away out of thy sight. But look down in Christ and in his blood, in mercy and in compassion, in love and in favor, and bless thy precious word, breaking the stronghold of the devil. Made us hungry and thirsty after thee, O Lord Jesus, and thy blessed righteousness, that it may be imputed unto us, and that it cover our soul and body for time and for eternity. Strengthen also him who is called by renewing to preach that everlasting gospel. Made us not be ashamed, Lord. Give errands and errors amongst us, and above all that we experience that the Lord is at our right and left hand. Forgive all our sins and all our transgressions. Wash and cleanse us in thy precious blood. Remember sick and afflicted people amongst us and outside of us. Also one of the elders who is still in the hospital after his operation. Recover his body to health if it can be in thy divine counsel, but above all look down upon his soul for eternity and give him an opening which is so necessary. Shall it be well to live in comfort and to die in peace? Widows and orphans and widows, remember them with our boys in the service. Look down upon each and every one, and gladden our heart, Lord, that the word may become a living word unto us, and that it may be established and be sanctified to the honor of thy precious name, for Christ's sake only. Amen. We sing now number 246. Your offering will now be taken. 246. O teach thou us to count our days, and set our hearts on wisdom ways. Turn, Lord, to us in our distress, in pity now thy servants bless. Let mercy's dawn dispel our night, and all our day with joy be bright, and all our day with joy be bright. Number 246. Beloved congregation, for Moses, the man of God, was it necessary to pray, teach us to number our days, that we apply our hearts unto wisdom. For a man who was highly privileged by the Lord, as it happens seldom with people here in this world. We read about that man in the Bible, that there was no man to whom the Lord was speaking face to face. And you know, for 40 days, that man that was with the Lord on the mount, where the Lord has given unto him his holy law, written on two tables of stone. We must well say, what a wonderful man must he be, who was more in heaven than upon earth, and still that man had a need in his heart to ask, teach us to number our days. Why? Because that man that had learned by the enlightening of the Holy Spirit that he was a child of Adam, the same as that we are. You read that same about Elijah, that he was a man in the likeness of each and every one. And there is well a difference also amongst God's people between concerned and established, and one is living closer by to the Lord than the other. But when it comes to the point, then they are all helpless in himself, and so empty, and such fools in himself, that they need the enlightening of the Spirit and the instruction from the Lord from moment to moment. If we know ourselves a little, I emphasize that a little, then time and again we think there must well be in this world no man the same as I am. Because we find in our heart and in our life so many contradictions and so much sin and so much worldly minded, and I would be glad if I could tell you everything, people, but I cannot do that. No. That is impossible. Maybe the thoughts that came up in our heart the last hour before that we came to this place, that we must say, Lord, how is it possible that there can be? We never can, looking into ourselves, people expect any blessing. No. Because by nature we are laying under the jurisdiction of the devil. And that corrupted heart that we have to carry with us all the time, 24 hours. That is so awful that we must say time and again, how is it possible that the Lord keeps us in the land of living? And we are so poor in ourselves. And if the Lord make you and me honest about it, then we would confess with our heart that we cannot give ourselves one thought about death and eternity, and not one thought about the Lord. That must well be awful. And still, if the Lord made us honest, then we say, yes, Lord, so it is. So it is. If we have grace in our hearts, we can never realize it, that it comes so far in our life that we have even no words to pray, no desire to pray, and that there is nothing, and then also nothing left in our heart that asked for the Lord and after the Lord. And still, my dear friends, our life in this world that is so serious, because every moment the Lord can cut it off. It is possible that we are no more leaving this church this evening alive. That the time is there that the Lord takes us away. We do not believe it, of course. No. Not one of us. But still it can be. And then for us, especially, who were living in the day of salvation and in the day of grace, but shall it be terrible to fall in the hands of a living God? If all those warnings and all those mercies and all those blessings which the Lord bestows upon us, that they shall testify against us in the day of this. And still I can tell you that. I can tell it to myself, but have no impression. Unless that the Lord bindeth it upon our heart and our soul. And still we have to learn something between our cradle and our grave, shall it be well for eternity. With the help of the Lord, we hope to explain that to you in this evening out of my text. The text will be in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 3, the last part. These words, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. Thus far. The text that speaks about the necessity of the Holy Ghost in regard to mentioning and acknowledging of Jesus as the Lord. And we will consider with you first the connection of the Holy Spirit with Christ. Second, the preparing by the Holy Ghost of our heart for Christ. And in the third place, the glorifying by the Holy Spirit of Christ in our hearts. Before that I come to this text this evening, it is necessary that I would say some words about the connection of the text itself. There were in the church in Corinth people blessed by the Lord. Not only that they were converted, but there were some people that was blessed with a rich measure of the Holy Spirit. In that respect, that they were talking in different languages. You see that the first time on the day of Pentecost that the apostles called and qualified by the Lord that they were speaking in different languages. And if you count the different people and nations that there were on the day of Pentecost in Jerusalem, then you find there mentioned about 15 different kind of people. And it was such a wonderful thing that that happens on the day of Pentecost, that the multitude who was hearing that they asked how that there could be where all that people that was doing that they were Galileans, dumb people, ignorant. They never have any schooling of university or high school. They have nothing at all, and then immediately they were speaking with so many different languages. Marvelous. And then they were proclaiming the wonderful works of the Lord. And it was so remarkable. There was nobody in that whole city of Jerusalem that say you can hear that man or those men is speaking with a broke. Because you know that I have not to tell you that it is not necessary. But time and again when we have to talk in English, then it is, after so many years, it is still for me a heavy task. And you realize that for yourself, and I can understand that older people, that they always say, we hear that man rather in the Holland as in the English, because it is so imperfect what he is talking about. Yeah, that is of course. And I think not so much about for myself to be. No. No, I am glad by the help of the Lord that I can say some words that our young people, our children can come and hear it. But I say to them, I am glad that is so. Really. Because if we could not do it, what a great disappointment for the congregations too. Where most of the people is speaking English and they can absolutely not follow an Holland service. But now those apostles, immediately without any studying, they preach in all those different languages. And they have not to look for words, they have not to think, what shall I say now? No. That flows out of their mouth. It was as a stream, and it was so wonderful that all the people in their own language could understand it, what those apostles were talking about. And now, later on in the church, in the first Christian church after Pentecost, the Lord gave that privilege to some of his dear children too. You know that Paul, that Peter, he came in the house of Cornelius. That was an heathen, he was a Gentile, and Peter had not so much desire to go there, but of course the Lord convinced him that he had to go there. And then when he was speaking and preaching there, that Peter,
Then immediately you read in the Bible that the Holy Spirit fell upon all the people that was in the house, and they start also to talk. And then later on, Paul, he came in Ephesus, and he met the 12 people. And as immediately, when they start to talk together, then that meant that Paul that had an impression in his heart that they all were converted people. That's wonderful, because we hear so many things in the world and then we say, no, 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 that is not the right language. Sometimes we hear something that we say, it can be, but it happens also that we hear something from people that we never have known in the whole world. They open sometimes their mouths in two words, and then you say that it is. And it's such an impression here that he would say even that I never in the world will see that man ever more of that whom. But if I ever shall be privileged to enter into heaven, then I shall meet that people there. So strong. And such a power and a brightness that the Lord lays in the world, that they are uttered and they are speak. And it is so privileged congregation. Oh, I hope for you too, that the Lord just give one of his servants. And that when he start to talk and to preach, that you say immediately, this is from the Lord. And that is a man anointed by the Holy Spirit. Joseph Iris, he mentioned three words. And oh, they come not to my text in this, by my text, but I will say that still to you this evening. He mentioned three words. And then the first word that is chosen. And the second word that is called, and the third word that is qualified, and that is necessary, shall we step on the pulpit, that is necessary. And if those three things are there, people, then you can sit under it with such a confidence in your heart. And then you say, oh, I can surrender my soul in the hands of that man, because I am convinced that that language with that man is speaking and talking, that that is by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Now, when Paul came there in the city of Ephesus and he met the 12 men there, then immediately he said that is converted people. But they know nothing about Christ and about the Spirit. They even have not heard that there was an Holy Spirit. Not heard that there was an Holy Spirit? No. No. They know nothing else than the baptism of John. And are still converted? Yes. Still converted. Just that people that have no knowledge. And I thought the first thing that the Lord gave in with faith that is knowledge. That people that know well in their mind and in their historical knowledge that there was a triune God, but they have nothing learned about in their own heart. That is the meaning of it. Because we all know that there is in Christ. We have heard that from our early days. And that salvation is in order. that there is no other name given under heaven whereby that he must be saved. We know that. But to know that Christ now personally for ourselves, that's something else. That is something else. And shall we ever know Christ personally for our own heart, then he must be revealed into our heart. Christ, he said once to Peter in Matthew 16, flesh and blood had not revealed it unto you, but my Father who is in heaven. This another thing what you can learn out of it, that is this, that the first person revealed the second person. Right? The first person revealed the second person in the heart of his elect people. But I come back to my text of the moment. I told you there was people in the congregation of Corinth that was talking in different languages. They have the gift of tongues. But now there was in the congregation of Corinth a certain kind of people, number of people, that could not understand the talk of their people. And they were confused about it. They were afraid that it goes wrong with the people. But now Paul, he took that objection out of the way. And he said to them, therefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed. If we talk through the Spirit of God, then we cannot speak to dishonor the Lord, but then it is to his honor and to his glory. Maybe it is necessary that I try to make it a little simpler for you to follow the meaning of the text. If the Lord had drawn us out of the world, and we have ungodly sorrow, I would say we have the start of the work, the beginning of the work of the Lord in our heart. And we meet in Pesekov and Clifton of the earth, and is there somebody that have experienced the same things as we are, then we can easily talk together, right? And then we can understand one another. But if there now here in Pesach or in other places is some people, and that was led further than conversion, that had knowledge about the forgiveness of their sins, justification, or sanctification, or the spirit of adoption, or that they were restored into the fellowship with the Father. And then the people that is talking about it, and he has not experienced that, then it is not so easy to follow that. You have always heard in former days happens that more and less, as in our days, that God's people are talking about their ways and about what the Lord had them given to experience in their life. And when they were together, then it happened so many times that there was people that say, yes, I could follow you so far. But when you go further in the way, then I could not follow you because I have not experienced it. I can well a little with my mind follow, but not the details, people. No, not the details of it. And if then the people goes farther and farther in the secrets of the Lord and in those different ways that the Lord led his children, then he cannot be jealous to that people. But for ourselves, we have to say, I have to stay there. I cannot go farther with that people. No. And that was now in the congregation of Corinth, the same thing. There was people that could talk so far about the secret ways of the Lord, how to let his children, that the people could not follow it. And if they now were jealous, then it was not so bad. But they were not jealous about. No. You have always heard that they say, glad with those that are glad, and be sorrowing with those that are in sorrow. But you have to understand that we need for both the Lord himself. And it can be in our life that we hear some people talking about the way of conversion, of justification, of the other benefits of the covenant. Oh, that we be so jealous, and that we come on our knees in the evening, and that we say, Lord, I have heard now that man or that woman that was talking about the deliverance of the soul, and I am missing that. Oh, I am standing outside of it. Oh, that it may please you, Lord. Oh, to give me that same privilege. There is nothing too wonderful for thee, Lord. There's a blessing in that earth. But I tell you something else, people. Oh, it can be that it falls in enmity too. That we become an enemy. Yeah. And that older son, that he becomes so mad here about that free and that sovereign grace that the Lord has given to the people. But now Paul, he said, 'tis impossible if we speak through the Spirit that we shall call Jesus accursed. No, that cannot be. And no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. The contents of that text, that is, that the Holy Ghost have to glorify Christ in our heart personally, shall we talk with freedom and with liberty and a boldness about the Lord Jesus Christ. Otherwise, he cannot do it. No. There is well many people nowadays that talks about Christ. Oh, yeah, the world is full of. But in practice, my friends, oh, there are very few that meet him. Very few. And you must be a sinner here to meet him. And I tell you another story. I did it before, of course. But oh, I know of some of you. You shall not be mad if I talk the same words to you as otherwise, as before. Even to be a sinner, people, that is so in secret. So in secret. That the Lord have to teach us that shall we ever be in sin. And maybe, I don't know you all, but maybe there is people here in my midst this evening that will say, oh, that men, they say now again in this evening that it is a secret to be a sinner, but how can that now be? How can that now be? Oh, to instruct you, I will mention three things to you. And I hope you have a little patience to follow it and to listen to it. We can be a sinner in our mind. We can be a sinner in our conscience. But that is not a sinner in our heart. No. And it is possible that there's another distinction. It is possible that we know sin by doing sin. But now to be in sin, because sin is discovered unto us, by the light of the Holy Spirit in our hearts. David, I take that example. David, a man after God's own heart. You know that. No doubt about it. The Lord had made that man when he was in boy and sinner before. He said in Psalm 71, Lord, thou hast taught me from the days of my youth. And where the Lord starts with his people, not that they are happy, and not that they are going to hell to heaven, but the Lord starts with this, that we are a sinner, and that we are a condemned sinner, and that there is nothing open for us as hell. That is where the Lord starts with each and every one, people. And if you would say it different, it is wrong. It is entirely wrong. The first thing that is, what shall we have it to know? To live in comfort and to die in peace first. How great my sins and my miseries are. David, he was a sinner when he was a boy already. And he was a man. The Lord had taken away the guilt of his sin. You read that in the Bible. He was a man who knows, he had knowledge of the forgiveness of his sin. But in Psalm 25, what was in his prayer? Lord, remember not the sins of my youth. And was that now to condemnation? No, that was not no more to condemnation. There is no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. But even when the guilt of sin is taken away from us, the pollution of sin that stays with us and that remains with us as long as we are in the world. And if I have to tell you this evening, people, I talk not about you. No, you can sit quiet there this evening. But if I must tell you that something is coming up here in that evil, in that corrupt heart, I think there was not one body that came to you this evening. And to listen. No, not one. But you are the same. You can look by it in your face. Oh, yes. You can look by it and look him serious. But, oh, you are the same as I. The same as I. But there is a difference. Oh, there is some people that is great and that is pestered by the devil, by day and by night. And in the presence of the Lord, they have to wrestle with so many things, there is so much in the life, that they say, oh Lord, I never could think in the first days of my conversion that that ever would come up in my heart. Oh, you know what it means, my friends. That article in the 12 articles of that blessed, oh, that glorious, that excellent Christ, that he descended into hell. You know the meaning of it? You know the meaning of it? That is that hell here, people. He descended here in this hell. That is the meaning here. Look not to another place. Look not to another place. And if the reverend time shall come, oh, I hope it for all of you, people. Oh, I hope it for all of you. That there comes a time that you shall learn that hell here inside. Hell? Yeah? I say this weekend, people's park. Nice house we have some time to live in. And some flowers round about the house. But inside, that is it many times in hell. But is it many times in hell. And if there is in that house a God-fearing man, poor woman, a boy or a girl, they learn that hell inside here. And if Christ was not ascended into hell here, there was never any hope. There was never any hope or any expectation for our future. But oh, and then I come all the time back here inside. Oh, we are so poor. We are so poor because to elevate that blessed Christ who descended into that hell, to deliver us out of that hell, to wash and cleanse us from all our sins and from all our iniquities, people. And no one that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. We are blind for ourselves, people, and we are blind for that precious Christ. With all our head knowledge, and with all our historical knowledge of the earth, Rutherford, he said in one of his sermons, if it comes to the point to talk about the Lord, to talk about Christ, then we are soon done. Oh, yes. Then we are soon done. And as the elders in our midst who have to catechize something, as the ministers, included myself, if I have to talk about the attributes in that last, in the question book of Hellenbroek, and I have that done now so many years, almost 40 years, and still time and again, if it come to those points, then I'm feeling myself so poor and ignorant. If we have to talk over the attributes of the Lord, and we are glad that we have something that comes in between that we can make an hour for it. Yeah, really, what is all the truth? They are not lies, people. No, they are not lies. And you know why? Oh, I have lost the true knowledge of God in paradise. And I can well be a little enlightened by the Spirit, a little. But all the darkness is so great. And shall there be now any man in our midst that know himself? Oh, people, then we have to say this so little, this so little. And I tell you something else in that respect, time and again. Oh, then we are so disappointed with ourselves. Disappointed. And you can't taste the truth, people. I speak about experience a little, out of experience. But farther in the back, farther in the back, more and more. And then I have always mentioned in your midst, people, that I say, oh, sometime I am afraid if death shall come, that I have to die without any religion. Without any religion. Yeah. If the Lord not takes care for his own work, oh, people, then it is done forever and forever. And that is the truth. That is the truth. And if it goes the right way with you and with me, and now let's be honest, people, now let's be honest. Because the Lord, he knows how it is inside. But if it goes the right way, then he shall be no afraid of anybody in the world, but most of all about ourselves. About ourselves. And I have read it today in a sermon from an old servant that for years of his for the throne, he said in a sermon 1 minute, that the Lord lead me over to myself 1 minute, then it was done forever and forever. And my friends, the text said, no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. No man. And now you can be brought up in the church, and you can study so much in the Bible and in the books, and we do not condemn it. No, we do not condemn it. We are glad that we have the Bible and that we have books. We are glad with it. And we have, I cannot say, I added something to it this evening. We have books that we say, what in you? What in you? Sometimes those ministers, they died all 300 years ago. And sometimes we read a sermon and then we find things in it that we say, oh Lord, how is possible that that man had written that down, those sentences, same as he was reading. And then we love that people with all the love of our heart. We love, but there is only one that can get solution to your soul. And if he stays away, people, if he stays away from us, oh, then we are feeling ourselves so wretched and so undone. And as a stranger here in this world, really as a stranger. And alone in the world, alone. Paul he wrote to the church in Ephesus, without God in the world. And we have to come to that knowledge, people, here inside. And then there is nothing in the world that can satisfy us. Oh, then we have no to go to a beach and to the lake for fun and for pleasure. No. But then we say that later for one kiss of Jesus' mouth, that they have more value than the whole world. Really? And then I tell you another thing this evening, and that's this. If the true work of God is in our heart, people, then we have a secret life between the Lord and our soul. And as the eyes of a serpent upon his mess, and upon the handmaid upon her mistress, so our eyes are upon the Lord. And then we ask and beckon, from the morning to the evening, and from the evening to the morning, oh Lord, please, reveal thyself as unto me. Lord, speak us to my soul. And on our bed layings in the night, people, if you have spiritual life, oh, then you does not rather than that take a child to look to the wall and to say, Lord, undertake for me, undertake for me. And thousand times, a million times, we say the same words, the same words, pouring out our heart, not before men, no, not before men, but pouring out our heart for the Most High. Because I come to another point. Oh, we have, fellas, belief in our soul that there is in God. There were fellas times that we have to believe that there is. And that we may believe that there is in God. We have times enough that we cannot believe it that there is in God. We have times enough that we have trouble with that atheist here. Even when I stand on the pulpit sometimes, that they say there is no God. See? There is only one who knows the strife and the struggle and what there happens, people. Oh, we are such worms of the dust. Worms. And then another thing, people, till the day of our death, we have to carry with us what we have done in paradise. And that we will shake hands with the devil, and that we made a covenant with him and with death, that comes back all the time in our life. Oh, so many times I ask the Lord to be delivered from us, that he take it away from us, that it have not to come back to us. But the Lord say, no, my child, that is now your cross. You took that upon yourself in paradise. And that cross that shall never be taken away from you before that you die. Then he bring you to the cemetery, then it is done. But as long as you are here, then it shall be a cross for your soul. A cross. And then they shall experience people. We shall sing it together. 203. The last stanza. To live apart from God is death. 'Tis good his face to seek. My refuge is a living God. His praise I long to speak. 203. The last stanza. And no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Do you realize, people, that the Lord placed everybody outside? Do you realize? No man. And we brought ourselves outside in paradise. That we are so wretched. We cannot blame the Lord. And as long as the Lord not enter into our heart, people, then we are blaming the Lord. And then here inside, with you and with me, there's all enmity towards the Lord. And humanly speaking, if we could kill the Lord, we did. Such an enmity that we have toward the Lord. Can I help it that Adam had eaten of that forbidden fruit? Can I help it? It's not awful that I have to die for that. And my children, my grandchildren, my old generation. And that an ocean of tears is rolling over the world for that sin. And then, oh, people, oh, I say in the beginning this evening, what is coming up here? Oh, our whole life, that is nothing as a fighting with the Lord, fighting with him. Yeah. An inviting to sin is all that it is. But oh, we read in Psalm 110, thy people shall be willing in the day of the power. And that is now for you and me necessary to know that, people, that there comes a time in the life that the Lord slays, smites us down, and that he lay at his feet all our weapons, all our weapons. But then it castigues people. Then it castigues. Oh, when that happens, that the Holy Spirit overpowers our hearts, and when he brings us and lay us down there, then it is the language that shall be against thee, against thee. I have sinned, and I have done that is evil in thy holy sight. And for you and me, it is in question, did that ever happen? Did that ever happen? And if it never in our life, people, young and old, great and small, became a wonder that the Lord looked down upon us, then the Lord had never done to us. And if the Lord visit his dear children with a broken heart and with a contrite spirit, and if the Lord humbled us, what is then our language? What was your language when the Lord brought you there in the dust? What was your language? What was your desire? Shall I tell it you? Shall I tell it you what your desire was at that time? Oh, then you say, Lord, deepest, 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 deepest. Oh, that I become nothing, that I become nothing at all. And that the Lord be glorified, that the Lord be ours, that is the desire of him. Oh, that Lord, he has hated him, as long as he were unconverted, and we have affronted him without sins, but from that time on we love him. We love him. Oh, we love him above father and mother, wife, husband, and children. We love him above everything that is in heaven and upon earth. And then the Lord receives and obtains here the highest place in our heart, people. Is that so with you too? Is that with you so too? The same. Can you talk about substance changing in your life, my fellow brother, to the great and ever-ending eternity? Oh, from ourselves, we can work ourselves, nothing else as in hell, people. That's all that we can do. But the Lord delivered hell-worthy sinners out of their place of condemnation. And he crowns them with love and kindness, with mercy. The Lord visits that people because he brings that people under conviction. And he convinced that people not to bring him to despair. Well, to despair, and any God to himself. But not to despair towards him. No. Cain goes away from the face of the Lord. But if the true work of the Lord is in your heart, then you are creeping for him day and night. And then crying after him, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. That is what the Lord taught his people. Did it ever happen? My fellow travelers in my midst in this evening, did it ever happen? A personal question. A personal question between the Lord and our soul. Maybe the last message that the Lord gives unto us. And if the Lord comforts the sinner, then he shall never be comforted in himself. No. Maybe there is people amongst me that say I am not restless as I was 30 years ago. I believe. 30 or 20 years ago, it was easier to believe to come in heaven and out. Oh, yes. Can there be something in between of the Lord in my heart? Oh, yes. Because shall we ever enter into heaven, we have first to go to hell. But I have no desire to go to hell. I am afraid to go to... Yeah, I believe it. Oh, that is such a dark place, people. But shall the Lord thus unrighteous, unjustus, when he tears you in hell this evening? Or shall you at least have to say, there is no unrighteousness in him? Have you deserved another place? Have you deserved something else than it? No. No. 1,000 times, people. Hell. That is what we have deserved. But as long as it is impossible to go to hell, then we have to go there. But as soon as there comes a moment that we say, Lord, I agree with you. I agree with you. And I have more love for you and for your attributes than for myself. And now, Lord, I lay here. I have no more word to pray for. I can no more pray for myself. I can only say the will of the Lord, thy will be done. That's the only thing. And if it comes so far with you and with me that we agree with the Lord, and that the Lord can do what is good in his eyes with us, then he shut hell for us. And he opens heaven unto us. And then it shall be blessed of my Father. Enter into that kingdom that I have prepared for you before the foundation of the world. Because heaven that comes on earth, here already. Not when we die, but we have to learn it here between the Lord and our soul. No man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. I hope to continue that the Lord willing. Because the time is so far spent, we have to close for this evening. But young and old, what I have told you, that is the beginning of the way of the Lord with his people. And now we cannot satisfy with the beginning. No. If we are dissatisfied with the tendency, we cannot play the mark behind. No. If the Lord comfort us, then it starts. And then that way that goes through a deep abyss. Because we have to come in paradise. We have to come to the Mount Sinai. Shall we ever come to Calvary's cross? That is the way. And we are blind in the ways of the Lord. You know nothing about. Oh, unless till the Lord teaches us and instructs us. But otherwise we know nothing. And we can see nothing before our eyes and before our feet as darkness. But the Lord uncovered his grace. And he reveals Christ in our heart. And he sanctified and glorified that Christ in our soul, that we are resting in him and in his mediatorial work. And then to live out of him who is the life of his children, as that he has declared in John 17. And this is life eternal, that they believe in thee, the only true God and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. The Lord sanctified a few words to our heart for Christ's sake only. Amen. Lord, that it may please thee to bless the preaching of thy word in this evening to our hearts, and that it find an entrance into the heart of those who are uncomforted, and an entrance into the heart of those that are discouraged, and that have no light, and that have no nothing to look forward than to be cut off forever and forever. Lord, encourage thy children in this evening hour, that we meditate upon it for our soul, and glorify thy name in our heart. Oh, give the desire of the heart of that seeking people that is looking forward for the day of deliverance, and that that spirit testified with that spirit that they are the children of God. Oh, Lord, give that witness in our heart, and be with this congregation also the next Sabbath day, and with an offers bear supply the needs and wants, and hear us for Christ's sake only. Amen. We sing now together number 228, the last stanza. The sun and shield forever is God the Lord Most High. Number 228, the last stanza. Grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.